We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear.
Industries of energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions. We have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
And a very, very good Tuesday. Feels like Monday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson, Butch Black. Had a very nice Memorial Day observation yesterday at Fairlawn Cemetery. Did. Appreciate you being there, Butch. As it was something we need to continue to do, is to honor and remember, no doubt about it. And Sheriff Derek Manning putting that together. So wonderfully done, wonderfully done. So, any good news this morning for us, Butch? Besides Dewey F. Bartlett Jr., chairman of the Oklahoma Energy Producers Alliance, will be joining us in the next segment.
Well, again, it considers. Yeah, you have to consider what you think is good news.
Isn't that the truth?
Unfortunately, let's see. WTI crude on the NYMEX July exchange is up $4.31 to $119.38. Brent crude on the ICE July exchange is up $2.29 to $123.96. NYMEX natural gas is down 20 cents to $8.52. RBOB gasoline on the June exchange is up $13.67 to $4.15 and a quarter. Heating oil is up $18.23 to $4.18.52.
I about forgot to give my daily duties here.
Don't forget
for crying
lunch.
Out loud. That's it. What's on tap at the Elk City Meals on Wheels as they were closed yesterday in observation of Memorial Day. But back on today, 1510 West 9th Street is the location. Everyone's welcome. You can also call in your order 225-5821. $6. They're open from 11 to 1 Monday through Friday. $6 for everything, including your dessert and drink. Senior citizens, just $5. Everybody's welcome. Here's what's on tap today. Grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, chips, salad, bread, and cookies. So grilled ham and cheese sandwiches. Good stuff. Chips, salad, bread, and cookies. Also coming up is the Elk City Fire Department, Elk City Police Department meet and greet. It's going to be happening. Well, it's getting here before you know it. June 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be Elk City police officers, Elk City firemen, free T-shirts, free live music, free games, food trucks, vendors, kind of all kinds of things. It's going to be located behind the Chamber of Commerce building on Broadway in Madison. That's the old First National Bank building downtown, the new Chamber of Commerce building. That is the Elk City Fire Department, Elk City Police Department. Meet and greet, June 10th, block party. Do you dare miss it. And also the veterans are getting together the first Monday of each month. So that will be next Monday. In fact, next Monday is kind of a special deal. They're going to have a feed for all the military veterans in our area. 181, American Legion Post 181. Several of those guys were out at the Memorial Day celebration yesterday. As George Zeno's kind of helping put that thing together. 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Christ next Monday. They're feeding. They're also going to have some people there that are going to talk to you about how you can tap into financial aid that you are justly due. If you are a veteran, a lot of that stuff gets very complicated. And there's some people there that will show you how to go through that process and get the money that you deserve. That's at the Family Center, the old Nagel Snappy Sack building right there off 3rd Street, but it's the Second Adams Church of Christ Family Center. First Monday of each month at 6:30, but next Monday on D-Day, June the 6th, they're going to have a feed. So all military veterans, no matter what branch you served in, are invited. Okay, there you go. And here is the Baker Hughes rig count. Generally do this on Monday, but of course no show yesterday. Down one on the Baker Hughes rig count, but still 727 active drilling rigs in the United States. That's 270 more than a year ago at this time. When there was only 457. Of those 727 on the Baker Hughes rig count, 710 are drilling on land, one in inland waters, and 16 offshore rigs. 574 of them are drilling for oil, 151 are drilling for natural gas. Two geothermal wells showing up as miscellaneous on the list. 666 of those being drilled horizontally, 36 being drilled directionally, and 25 being drilled vertically. Here's your state-by-state variance of the active drilling rigs on your Baker Hughes rig count on this Monday morning. Alaska stayed steady at 8 active drilling rigs. California was 7. Colorado had 16, also unchanged. Louisiana lost 3 from 64 down to 61. Kansas showed an increase of 3 on their independent rig count from 51 to 54 active drilling rigs. New Mexico stayed steady at 98. North Dakota stayed steady at 36. Unchanged is Ohio at 12. Oklahoma gained 1 from 58 to 59, edging up toward that 60 number. Pennsylvania had 25 active drilling rigs, same they did a week ago. Texas gained 1 from 357 to 358. Utah unchanged at 13 active drilling rigs. West Virginia also stayed steady at 14 rigs in the air. And Wyoming have 16 rigs turning to the right. So these are your active drilling rigs on the Baker Hughes rig count on this Tuesday morning. 342 in the Permian, 66 in the Eagle Ford, go all the way down to 69 in the Haynesville, 28 in the Cana Woodford, 16 DJ Niobrara, 39 in the Marcellus, 2 in the Granite Wash, 12 in the Utica, 38 in the Williston. There's your Baker Hughes rig count on this Monday morning.
Well,
somebody increasing some output over there.
Yeah, well, it's a crying shame is the fact we can't, due to the instability of what we're looking at in this administration, we can't, nobody's really willing to expand their drilling fleet, but ADNOC is not having a problem with it, which, you know, ADNOC is Abu Dhabi National Oil Company. They're going to accelerate their ambitious fleet expansion program. ADNOC Drilling Company announced it has signed a sale and purchase agreement to acquire an additional 2 premium offshore jackup rig drilling rigs. The investment. So basically, they're buying 2 more, but they're up from 96. They're up to 104 operational rigs now, because they're going to try and put another 5 million barrels of oil
on the market
through this ambitious program. And, you know, it's a shame. We could do the same thing here very easily, but thanks to the administration we have, nobody is willing to take that gamble, because they're under the afraid by this time next year that they would be null and void.
Right. Again, we'll have Dewey F. Bartlett Jr. with us in our next segment. Always looking forward to that guy. Like I said, a guy too big for just 3 names. Got to go 4 with that guy. Well, Senator Lankford calls for American energy independence to relieve high gasoline prices. The Oklahoma U.S. Senator James Lankford used a Fox News interview to call for America's energy independence in order to lower gasoline prices in the nation. Interviewed on Faulkner Focus, he spoke of President Brandon's ongoing border crisis, but also touched on the inability of the Biden administration to lower gas prices. It was in reaction to the Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm's comment that the administration can't do anything about it. Instead, the nation needs renewable energy. Lankford,
beating that drum.
I know it. Lankford disagreed with the Energy Secretary's comment, saying gas prices went up 50% in the first year of Brandon's presidency because of their agenda to push America to renewable energy by raising the price of gasoline. He called for the Brandon administration to focus on U.S. energy production instead of making the U.S. more reliant on nations like China for energy infrastructure inputs like critical minerals and more. So, at least, people know, but the The left is so intent on driving up anything fossil fuels to try to force people into renewables, even though renewables are not capable of handling what the insatiable appetite of the United States and the world is for energy.
No. No, and I heard an electrical engineer read up an article he put out. All right, for instance, just take on your block alone. Each of those houses is set up as a 100-amp unit.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty much standard.
Sure.
Every home is 100-amp, and it only takes three chargers on your block to wipe out the grid, to put it offline. If all three of those are charging at the same time, you've already over-amped the entire grid. Which, what happens then? You have breakers kick. And guess what? The whole block loses power. The whole grid loses power until that's alleviated. You can't overload the system and it stay online.
Right. Yeah, so they can beat their drum all they want. I'm going to beat this drum to this commercial timeout and come back with one of my favorite guests. Dewey F. Bartlett Jr. will be joining us on the other side of this commercial timeout. Stick around. We'll continue in a moment.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
Oh, hey. Welcome to T-Mobile.
Hey, I didn't know you guys were here.
Well, we cover 99% of people in America, so we're kind of everywhere.
I thought you were just in big cities.
Well, T-Mobile has invested billions to bring our award-winning network from big cities to towns like ours. And right now, when you switch, you can get 20% off for life with our hometown discount.
20% off for life?
Yep, 20% off unlimited talk, text, and data on T-Mobile's network for life.
All right, sign me up. Oh, one more thing. You like fishing?
That depends. You talking fly fishing, bait casting, spinning, or trolling?
Well, this is off to a beautiful start.
T-Mobile's here in your neighborhood, and we've got you covered. Head to your local Beckham County T-Mobile store to switch and get 20% off for life on qualifying new lines with our hometown discount today.
20% off for the life of your plan via monthly bill credits on qualifying new lines activated at participating stores for a limited time. Credits stop if you cancel lines or change plans. Heavy data users may notice lower speeds during congestion due to data prioritization. Video typically in SD. See T-Mobile.com/hometown discount.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
Hey, I'm Ariana. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Southwest Salad is when I take a bite, it's like, wow. I'm getting a punch from the roasted corn. I'm getting a kick from the spicy chicken. It's just great.
Hi, this is Tori. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Cobb salad is the avocado lime dressing. It adds to the chicken, the bacon, and the roasted corn. It takes the salad to a whole nother level.
Order a salad for delivery on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Great pay plus a sign-on bonus. Driver, Sandstone Services wants to put you in the driver's seat, and they're going to pay to do it. Sandstone Services in Elk City is a family-owned company that needs drivers. You get great pay and a sign-on bonus just for coming on board. You also get set days off, paid vacation after 6 months, and access to group health insurance. Anyone within driving distance can work for Sandstone. If you can pass a drug test, and if you're ready to make great money driving for a great company, apply today. Call Sandstone Services at 225-1030. That's 225-1030.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Oh, yes. Sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources. Glad to have them as one of our corporate sponsors. The OK Oil Expo coming up October the 13th. Be sure and get yourself registered for that, as I will be there in booth 125. It is October 13th, the Bennett Event Center with the OERB. Also, reminding everyone, they've got a workshop coming up with the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. It's a free Zoom meeting that will be on the 2nd of June. You need to get yourself registered at www.soerok.com. And they've also got one coming up June 16th about the optical gas imaging, OGI technology, and how it relates to volatile organic compounds, methane leak monitoring. That's June 16th. Also a Zoom meeting from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Register online, www.sowerok.com. OKOilExpo.com to get yourself in the longest running and the largest oil and gas expo in the state of Oklahoma. Bird Equipment's also hiring welders and pipe fitters. They've hired several. They still have more openings. For both their Burns Flat and Noble, Oklahoma facilities, they're looking for pipe fitters, pressure vessel, a pipe code, and non-code welders. Starting pay between $15 to $22 an hour based on your experience. They got all the benefits, vision, dental coverage, paid vacation, 401k, health insurance. Bird Equipment, their office, 701 Dispensary Road. Apply in person, or you can call 580-562-3124 for details. 562-3124 for details. Come join the busy Bird Equipment team. Bird Equipment is an equal opportunity employer. Let's go to this guy right here, Dewey F. Bartlett Jr. He's also the president of Keener Oil and Gas, and we're so glad to have you. Dewey, how are you this morning, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing terrific. How are you guys? You and Butch, right? You keeping everybody down straight and narrow?
We're just fat and sassy, man.
We're just trying to stay cool.
Well, I'll tell you, it's we were talking last week when we were bumping you, being a guest on our show, about your family going all the way back to the beginnings in Pittsburgh, yeah. in Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, it's really interesting looking at our past history. That my grandfather, my dad's side, he started our company in and around Titusville, Pennsylvania, which, of course, is where oil was first discovered by drilling back in Civil War days. Now, my grandfather, this was about, roughly 1900. He was in the coal business, but around Titusville, he had a small general store, and he was advancing credit to oil companies, and apparently somebody didn't pay off, and he found himself in the oil business all of a sudden when he collected his collateral of an oil lease, and that's how he got started. Eventually moved to Tulsa about 1910, and we've been there ever since.
Wow. And jumped right in the oil business when he got to Oklahoma, I guess.
Yeah, he was when he arrived here, like he and so many people from back east. I mean, there was a very, very large number of people from various producing states, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, et cetera, that moved to Tulsa to try to get wealthy. And when oil was first discovered in Oklahoma, but in our particular case, my grandfather was able to get a few leases around the Cushing field and kind of on the edge of it, and he made a go of it and had some success, and we're still here.
Fantastic.
So we've got a good history.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Now, we've talked a little bit about the history and a little bit about the present. What's going on right now? I know that there's a bill that was sent to Governor Stitt that you guys were lobbying for. Has that been signed? Can you give us an update on that and exactly what that entailed?
Yes, it was signed by the governor, thankfully. He saw the advantages of this particular bill. It had focused on three incentives. Of course, we all remember the day a couple of years ago when the price of oil was below a dollar. I mean, below zero.
Sub-zero,
sub-zero. But that was in a part of an extended about a three-year period of time when prices were extremely low, and it really, really caused a lot of companies to go out of business, both oil companies as well as service companies. All across the board, every company that does any kind of business in the oil and gas industry were affected negatively and for a long period of time. This is one of the longest ones that I've experienced.
Wow.
Whereas a real depression. But anyway, we wanted to come up with a package of incentives that protect the oil and gas companies and service companies if oil were to get below a certain amount of a certain price. And in our case, we thought that $50 was a good price. For gas, it would be $3.50 per MCF. So if it gets below that, then the gross production tax that we pay would be not paid, would not have to be paid. So it would give us a little bit of a cushion that whatever we had been paying, at least would give us a little bit of income where we could hopefully keep a few people employed or a few pumpers operating and avoid losing wells. We also had an incentive for enhanced oil recovery, where in a case of a new project where water flooding or gas injection, whatever it might be, would enhance the recovery of oil and natural gas, then there would be a temporary cessation of the gross production tax. Same deal.
Right.
For a period of time to act as an incentive to get new production, but the main purpose of it was to get new production out, eventually pay more gross production tax to the state of Oklahoma, because that's a very, very long lived source of revenue for the state of Oklahoma. Revenue is gross production tax. So we wanted to certainly help in that regard, as well as help the future operations of companies that are spending a huge amount of money for enhanced oil recovery. And the one thing, the third thing was that a big concern we have about the federal government, of which there's a big long list, but one of the big things that they're considering now is regarding methane emissions.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that methane emissions are a real bugaboo and a real problem in the producing states. And so we don't know what they're going to come up with, but we're very concerned that they'll come up with something that requires very, very expensive things to be done to all oil and natural gas wells and pipelines, no matter how much production they make. And the expense involved would definitely cause a premature plugging and abandonment of oil and natural gas wells. So what we think is a good idea is to provide a credit, a tax credit, that if we are stuck with such a overreaching requirement by the feds, we at least can have a tax credit that would make it a little more palatable and hopefully would help us avoid premature plugging of good producing oil and natural gas wells in Oklahoma. So that's what that was the legislation that we crafted. And we had two people that were extremely important in helping us get this done. And both of them, Sean and Butcher, from your area. One of them is Representative Anthony Moore.
Yes.
He's an attorney in Clinton. Great guy, good Republican, and was very, very, very helpful. He's a vice chairman of the House Energy Committee, so he helped us with that legislation, helped us get it through. And then the state senator in Kingfisher, a gentleman named Darcy Jack, has an insurance company up there, but he's in Kingfisher, but he was extremely helpful as well. Both of them have good relationships throughout the House and throughout the Senate, and we were able to take advantage of that, and they were very, very, very helpful. So I know we have some elections coming up for those individuals that are in those particular districts. They need to take that into consideration, because that helps keep oil and gas business moving and helps keep jobs and helps continue paying oil and gas royalties.
Well, that's guys that are in touch with the constituency, you know, and that's what they got. They understand it. Of course, you know, they're from out here, so they understand it from the time they were young, you know. And but yeah, I'm all about. I mean, Darcy Yeck and also Anthony Moore; those guys are top shelf. Now, the legislation that just encompassed marginal wells. Is that correct? I mean, that wasn't for every major oil and gas producer, that these were marginal wells legislation. Is that correct?
Yes. These are marginal wells, at-risk wells. They're considered stripper wells.
Right.
Everybody knows what a stripper well is. Well, those are at-risk wells. And when they, obviously, when the price gets low, they're the ones that are at risk of getting shut in. But also prematurely plugged and abandoned forever. So we want to do everything we can to keep all the wells operating in Oklahoma.
And those account for like, 18 to 20% of production is from stripper wells?
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah.
There's about 400 or 500 stripper wells throughout the United States, and they produce on a very, very consistent basis about 18% of the daily oil production in this country. It's incredible. And, we don't have to worry about hurricanes shutting all those wells down like we do with the oil production in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
A hurricane comes flying around and all that production gets shut in. Well, the real consistent foundation of domestic production is stripper wells. They're there all the time.
We are visiting with Dewey F. Bartlett, Jr. He's the chairman of the Oklahoma Energy Producers Alliance. Dewey, can you stick around? I'd like to visit with you on the other side of this commercial timeout.
Absolutely. I would enjoy it as always.
Fantastic. We'll continue our visit with Dewey F. Bartlett, Jr. right here on the Tuesday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Our gauge wheels, they're built to last. They're built to stand up to stubble. We have guys that have been running our tires since the day we started business back in 2018. They're on air seeders doing no-till soybeans, which is extremely hard on your gauge wheel tires. We're still running the original prototype that was built back in 2012. From us, by the third year, you're money ahead with our tire.
What is it in the manufacturing that makes your tires last so long?
It's the material. We are confident that our gauge wheels are going to outlast the competition. It's a higher quality material. We do very good quality control on these parts. On our gauge wheels, we do offer a 3-year manufacturer warranty if one was to crack, break, anything like that. I'm Spencer Smith, 4Ag Manufacturing. We manufacture gauge wheels for planters and air seeders, and also a closing wheel assembly for planters. Made by farmers, for farmers. 580-419-8473. 419-8473-419-TIRE.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
A bursting tech bubble, a mortgage crisis, runaway inflation, global pandemic, or geopolitical unrest in another part of the world. Our world is so interconnected that market volatility is simply a way of life in our modern economy. Saving and investing during your working years is one thing, but when you get to retirement, it's totally different. It's not about how big your pile of money is, but how do you make that pile never run out? If you plan to spend 10, 20, or even 30 years in retirement, it's likely you will experience several major market swings. How do you protect your savings and your lifestyle with so many headwinds? Let us show you how to address these headwinds by sharing our hedging strategies for potentially more peace of mind. Give Brian or Briley Bacca at Advanced Financial Strategies a call. We are independent financial planners and licensed fiduciaries. We only do better if you do better. Give us a call today at our office in Clinton, 323-6800, 323-6800, or check out our website, retirewithbacca.com.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
David A. Guest, who's also very involved with the Oklahoma Energy Producers Alliance, one of the liaisons there for the legislature. But anyway, David A. Guest is also a certified mineral manager, and he is a sponsor of the Exploring Energy Radio Show. He and his wife, just great people. David is a man of integrity. I promise you, he is so knowledgeable, so amiable. He's a buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies. He is a trusted source for mineral management, well over 35 years in the business. I promise you, he'll treat you fairly. He'll treat you squarely. Call David A. Guest today, 405-341-8698. 405-341-8698. David A. Guest helping bring this show to you. And Dewey F. Bartlett Jr., I know you're very familiar with David, and you work hand-in-hand with him.
Oh, yeah. He's terrific. I mean, he's, besides being a man of integrity, top quality, top ethics. I mean, he does everything the right way. You shake his hand, that's all you need to do. He's a terrific, terrific guy. He's the head of our legislative committee, our Oklahoma Energy Producers Alliance organization.
Right.
He's the head of our legislative committee, and he helped marshal that incentive bill through that helped that's protecting marginal wells. He helped put it through and make certain that he covers everybody's concerns and gives everybody an opportunity to speak and to really come up with a good, positive bill that doesn't penalize but promotes.
Yeah, he's a guy that you know, he's not one of those guys like, hey, I know it all. I mean, he listens and he observes, but you know, he was a big part of NARO. National Association for Royalty Owners, and I know he's very active in lobbying for mineral owners and rights, you know, and so a great guy, just wonderful to be a part of our show, and glad to be able to talk to him. He and Commissioner Dana Murphy at the NARO Convention said, you know, hey, I talked to one of your sponsors yesterday. I was like, that's good stuff. But anyway, Dewey, you are the chairman of the Oklahoma Energy Producers Alliance, and what you guys do is you lobby for what we call the little guy, the stripper well, the marginal wells, and those kind of things. But, you know, you're also in touch with the oil and gas industry as a whole. And right now, there's no better way to say than we're under attack.
The oil and gas industry is in a hole.
Yeah, no doubt. As a whole, in a hole. We're under attack. And you mentioned a moment ago about just the regulations. It's not so much about the laws. It's just about these regulatory entities that are fingering out from the current administration, and no telling what they're going to be, what they're going to come up with.
Well, it's really something. You know, one thing that the president on his first day, we've all known, you know, we've heard it and we've talked about it several times, that he put a target right on the back of the oil and gas industry and didn't just say that he wanted to have a discussion with us. He wanted to put us out of business.
Yeah.
Period. And the ridiculousness and the short-sightedness of such a statement and such an attitude is devastating and has been devastating for the oil and gas industry. And for us to give up our position of being the being able to not only be the lead oil producer in worldwide, but also to be able to produce all the energy that we need, and to put that on the back shelf and not keep it, but be detrimental to that position. It was really, really not very smart, and it's all political with our current administration. They're using tax policy and the regulatory capability through executive orders and whatever means possible to be very detrimental to the well-being of the oil and gas industry. But, you know, it's interesting that a lot of these national shows, especially on the financial networks, they're now starting to figure out this is not a good idea. And those that had been supportive of the administration are now understanding that this puts us in a very precarious position. Just for example, When the president decided by executive order that he was going to increase the amount increase a very large amount of oil taken out of our strategic petroleum reserve to try to lower the price of gasoline and diesel fuel. Well, how well has that worked? First of all, it hadn't worked
at all.
Today, it's much, much higher, both crude oil and natural gas. But now there's a real problem, which is that the domestic petroleum reserve is made for emergencies.
Sure.
So if we have If somebody attacks us, for example, or if something happens to several of our refineries, we don't have enough jet fuel to operate our military, things such as that, then that's what it's there for. It's not made to regulate prices, which several presidents, Biden wasn't the first one to try it. Previous presidents have tried it several times, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Now, if we do have to start replacing what they've allowed to be sold, it's going to cost a whole lot of money to replace that amount of oil. I mean, it's millions and millions and millions of barrels of oil.
Yeah, and at $115 a barrel. I mean, you know, it's just it was about the most ridiculous. I mean, it was like grasping at anything. And then turn around and pointing the finger at the oil and gas industry like, hey, you guys need to be doing more. Well, you know, you declared war on us as soon as you took office. Why would our investors, first of all, want to pour money into something that you're wanting to kill? I mean, you know, that and like you said, didn't try to hide it. Publicly said, hey, period. No more fossil fuels, period. That was his campaign promise. And now it's just it's biting them right in the old backside, and now they're just trying to grasp at straws, and they're blaming Putin and his invasion of the Ukraine and those kind of things like that. But Dewey, what are you telling people is our hope? What are you telling people that they need to latch onto, or they need to help do to try to get us out of this situation?
Well, elections matter. I mean, it really gets down to that. This coming November is going to be a very, very, very serious election. What we must have is a change of leadership in both the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. Both houses. Pardon me. Oklahoma, we're fortunate. We have great senators. Unfortunately, Jim Inhofe's retiring. But he's going to have a good, suitable replacement. I'm confident of that. Our House of Representatives, we have five very, very good House members. There's many adjacent states, many other states that have very liberal leadership that goes along with what the Biden administration has been promoting. Those people need to be replaced. They simply do not have the best interests of the United States of America at heart, without a doubt. They're not paying attention to the security of our country. They're doing things and supporting positions that are very, very detrimental to the national security of our country. Everything from having a wide open borders to demagoguing the oil and gas industry to not supporting public safety to allowing riots to happen and all this sort of thing. We need to look at those people and those of us that have family or very good friends in many of these other states where they have an opportunity in November to replace them, they need to do that. And we need to tell our friends and our family, this is very, very detrimental to everybody if we keep this kind of attitude going on. It's not good.
Well, I've often said on this show that, you know, your vote can make a difference and your no vote will definitely make a difference, you know. And and even the primaries, you know, we talked to Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, and we understand, too, that, you know, there are some people in power right now that wear the Republican name, but are siding on the wrong side of the aisle, you know, and those people need to be replaced. And the primaries, in my opinion, I'm like Professor Wiebe. I think that these primaries are probably even bigger than the general election.
I think you're correct. I couldn't agree with you more. The people that represent themselves as being conservative or Republican, we have to look at them, ask a few questions, read, not just read their campaign literature.
Yeah, what's their track record? Yeah.
Exactly. How your votes are. Ask people. You know, we all know people that are very even-minded and pay attention and read and listen and have a pretty good opinion. Ask them. They know. There's many people in those positions that have the capability of giving good advice. So, but this election cycle, the primaries and the general in November are going to be very, very important to the integrity of our country.
Yeah, and our industry as a whole. Dewey F. Bartlett Jr., man, time flies when you're having fun. You are such a wonderful guest. I look forward to you every month. I promise you, you're generally the last Monday of each month. But of course, yesterday was Memorial Day, and I appreciate you adjusting your schedule thusly. And I tell you, if all my guests were as prompt as you, man, I'd be sitting pretty. Because I mean, I guarantee you, you call in three to 5 minutes before, and I love that about you. And I don't know if you got girls that are making you stay on schedule or what, Dewey, but whatever the case may be, we appreciate you, and we appreciate you going to bat for the small independent producers, because we're seeing the fruits of that labor, like you said, with this current legislation hitting the governor's desk. Last time we reported on it last week, he hadn't signed it yet. I'm glad to hear that you said that he did sign that and then put that into law. So that's good stuff. And how can people be a part of the Oklahoma Energy Producers Alliance? I know it's just pennies a day to be able to help lobby for the, you know, the marginal well, like you call the stripper wells and those kind of people like that. What's the best way, Dewey?
Well, best way is join our organization. We have about 550 members. We're scattered throughout Oklahoma in about 75 different communities, towns, and cities. But we really are a very true grassroots organization. So please join us. It costs $250 a month.
Wow.
A year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not a month. It would be a little stiff. $250 a year. And you can get on our webpage, which is OKEnergyProducers.org, or you can call a lady that is as nice as she could be that handles our membership. Her name's Jamie Whitefield.
Great, yeah.
And her number is area code 580-332-4710, 332-4710. So either way, webpage or a phone call. And we would be honored for your viewers to consider us, our membership. We do what we say. We have relationships with the Oklahoma Legislature and the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. We're all small business leaders and individuals in Oklahoma throughout the state. And we say what we say we're going to do. We do what we say we're going to do. So. Just give us a chance. 1 year, and if you don't like us, just don't renew it. But if you do like us, please renew.
Yeah, and you guys are doing some good with it. And Dewey, again, thank you for your time. I know it's valuable, and I appreciate you and all those that are working with the Oklahoma Energy Producers Alliance. Have a blessed day, man, and we'll talk to you in a month.
All right, talk to you next time.
You bet. Dewey F. Bartlett Jr., ladies and gentlemen. Great interview. We'll be back right after this with our mop-up segment on this Tuesday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show, right here on 96.5 KECO.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
I've spent over 13 years working for oilfield companies. I've worked on anything from trucks, trailers, to fluid pumps, cool units, nitrogen pumps, anything in the completion side. I do a lot of work for CUD already on their semis, some of their pickup stuff.
What about farmers and ranchers?
Absolutely. I do stuff just like Chad Ripito, Brian Silk, J.D. Dameron. I've done work for all them guys out there. I have had several people that are over-the-road truckers that wait to get here to have me maintenance their equipment. They heard of me and heard my reputation. I will work for a single truck owner up to a company that has 50 trucks. I am Brody Rice, and I'm your diesel mechanic. Western Oklahoma's TDC Services. From the bumper to the mud flap, we will repair anything between, above, and below. From the TA truck stop on I-40 between Sarah and Elk City, 2.5 miles straight north on the east side of the road. Just call 580-729-0386. 729-0386.
It's cheaper if you buy a half or a whole beef. You should end up with close to hamburger package pricing on the entire set of meat that you get. So your steaks, your roast, your brisket, everything you get, every cut of meat you get should average out to around hamburger prices, as opposed to going to the grocery store and buying that set of fillets, you know, and you've got, gosh, you may have $50-$60 in them. You buy a half a beef, you're going to end up with hamburger prices in that fillet. That's a huge cost savings. I've realized through doing this that not everybody has the upfront cash to spend to buy a half a beef or the freezer space. But if you can, your money ahead to buy a half a beef at a time, because you have hamburger prices for the most part in every cut of meat that you get. I'm Ty Ford. My family and I run the TF Ranch west of Elk City. If you want to order a whole or a half a beef or some retail beef, you can call my wife Tiffany Ford at 580-303-0341. 303-0341. 303-0341.
2-4-3-1-1-1-2. S&S quality means just that. Quality flooring, and that's a fact. With a quality selection for you to choose from, and certified professional installation. S&S quality credit is here with no payments, no interest for a year. Don't pay more to cover your floor. Call S&S Quality Carpet Store.
1503 West 3rd, Elk City. Find us on Facebook.
Oh, hey. Welcome to T-Mobile.
Hey, I didn't know you guys were here.
Well, we cover 99% of people in America, so we're kind of everywhere.
I thought you were just in big cities.
Well, T-Mobile has invested billions to bring our award-winning network from big cities to towns like ours. And right now, when you switch, you can get 20% off for life with our hometown discount.
20% off for life?
Yep, 20% off unlimited talk, text, and data on T-Mobile's network for life.
All right, sign me up. Oh, one more thing. You like fishing?
That depends. You talking fly fishing, bait casting, spinning, or trolling?
Well, this is off to a beautiful start.
T-Mobile's here in your neighborhood, and we've got you covered. Head to your local Beckham County T-Mobile store to switch and get 20% off for life on qualifying new lines with our hometown discount today.
20% off for the life of your plan via monthly bill credits on qualifying new lines. Activated at participating stores for a limited time. Credits stop if you cancel lines or change plans. Heavy data users may notice lower speeds during congestion due to data prioritization. Video typically in SD. See T-Mobile.com/hometown discount.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Gee, getting you back in the seat.
Man, it's a long walk to the coffee pot, for crying out loud. And I'm just too old to run. Yeah. Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I was giving Jimmy a chance to set in for me to kind of reciprocate. When you need a hose or fittings, you need it now. You don't need it next week. If you're down and you're not making any money, I don't care if you're in the wool field or if you're a farmer or rancher. If a hose is stopping production or keeping you from doing what you're doing, it's costing you money, not making you money. When you need it now, contact American Hose and Supply. They're located inside Camrock on South Main Street in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. Call 821-4413, 821-4413. They can make custom hoses, high pressure, low pressure, the kind of fittings you need on the end. They got the crimper. That's a good outfit. American Hose and Supply. Speaking of good outfits, DCP Services offer fully insured contract pumpers, roustabout services, backhoes, tractors, forklifts, mowing, trenching. They rebuild Kimray valves and Western Chemical pumps, Kimray controls, to like new. They bake them, not dip them. And they sell and repair Texam solar pumps, other solar pumps. Plus, their wireline division has both braid and slickline capabilities. For these services, call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501. 580-660-0501. Or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. Of course, they both answer to the Queen, Terry Davis. And since all the major supply stores have all but pulled out, DCP has a full-service supply store for pipe valves and fittings geared toward pipeline processing and production. 317 North Van Buren, just north of the Popo, just north of the police station on Van Buren, west side of the road. Call Ernie Barker, 580-339-1773. 339-1773. Oh, Butch Black. You know what? Dewey F. Bartlett Jr. Love that guy, man. He's always very knowledgeable. This guy just kind of understands what's going on.
You think?
How about some energy news in my briefs? I know you've been waited with bated breath. A further decline in Russian oil supply is likely to spark a global recession, the Bank of America said Friday. The bank warned oil prices could hit $150 a barrel and an energy crisis could ensue if supplies fall sharply. The American Oil and Gas Super Major Chevron Corporation, CVX, recently announced that it closed an agreement to join Talos Energy, T-A-L-O, and CarbonVert, Inc., in a joint venture for the development of Bayou Bend carbon capture and sequestration project situated off the Texas Gulf Coast. Also, the Federal Bureau of Land Management approves Pacific Corp's 416-mile Gateway South transmission line that would carry Wyoming wind power to Utah. Alaska utility officials say a plan to invest more than $200 million to upgrade the Rail Belt power grid will expedite renewable power development. And the U.S. Interior Department advances a proposed offshore wind lease sale for two areas totaling 373,268 acres along the central and northern California coast. A lot of renewable energy news coming up. Kansas City considers amending its building codes to make new developments more energy efficient and prepare for electrification. And North Dakota officials intervene to start cleaning up abandoned bags of radioactive hydraulic fracturing byproduct that have started to leak into a nearby river. Here's a couple quick ones from around the world. The European Union's plans to impose an oil embargo on Russia appeared on the verge of collapse ahead of a summit meeting of member states, leaders later said Monday, or later today, pardon me. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer said Russian President Vladimir Putin told him on Friday that Moscow would meet its natural gas delivery commitments to Austria and was already in discussions discuss a prisoner swap with Ukraine. And fresh off the U.S. targeting of series of companies involved in the Iran-linked oil smuggling network, the U.S. has now seized an oil tanker near Greece, taking the Iranian oil within it to be sent to the U.S. And the European Union opposed banning seaborne oil from Russia while delaying restrictions on imports from a key pipeline in an effort to satisfy Hungarian objections and clinch an agreement on a stalled sanction package that would target Moscow for its war in the Ukraine.
Yeah, okay. Well, on a brighter note, it's 74 degrees outside. Humidity's at 79%. Winds are south at 28, gusts 37. Going to be a little breezy today. Dew points at 67. And the nice part about it is we have a chance of rain all week.
Nice.
Through Friday night. Today we've got a 40% chance of showers, thunderstorms after 1. Some of the storms could be severe. Increasing clouds and high near 93. Southwest wind 14 to 22, gusts to 33. We're already ahead of that. Showers possible tonight. We've got an 80% chance tonight for showers and thunderstorms. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely. Mostly cloudy with a high near 76. East wind 8 to 15, becoming north in the afternoon. We've got a 60% chance of rain Wednesday. Wednesday night, we've got a 70% chance. Thursday, we've got a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1. Mostly cloudy, high near 69. North wind 11 to 15, gusts to 23. 20% chance Thursday night. Friday, a 20% chance of showers before 1. Mostly cloudy with high near 74. Friday night, a 20% chance of showers. Saturday's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 86. Then a 20% chance Saturday night. Sunny with a high near 89 on Sunday. Sunny with a high near 92 on Monday. So we've got a good chance to get some more moisture, which we need.
Yeah,
still, I mean, we've gotten some good rain, and it's but we not still
enough.
Need more.
Yeah, and we need some runoff.
We do.
Yeah,
we absolutely do. Stock market is relatively in a good mood. AEP, of course, is down $1.73 to $102.82. Apache's up $1.75 to $49.37. Chesapeake's down 73 to 102.42. Continental is up 169 to 70.70. ConocoPhillips is up 244 to 117.04. Devon's up 217 to 77.97. GE is up 15 cents, 78.91. Halliburton's up 30 to 41.54. H&P is up 7 cents to 51.76. Liberty Oilfield's up a half a dollar to 16.94. Rado Petroleum is up $1.90, 86.85. Magellan Midstream's up 37, 51.31. OG&E is down 35, 41.13. One Oak's down 16, 17 to 66.87. Panhandle Minerals is up 7 cents to $3.58. Phillips 66 is up $1.57 to $103.30. Sandridge is down a nickel, $24.64. Schlumberger's down 23, $47.80. The Williams Company is up 12, $37.60.
West Texas Intermediate up $3.71 to $118.78 a barrel. Brent crude oil up $2.22 to $123.89 a barrel. Telecom crude oil in Japan up 210 yen per kiloliter. NYMEX natural gas has dropped 23 cents, but still trading at $8.50 per million BTU. Again, thank you so much to Dewey F. Bartlett Jr., the Oklahoma Energy Producers Alliance, the OEPA chairman, again, being our featured guest today. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll have Remember When Wednesday with the AOGHS.org website. For Butch Black, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks for listening. I promise we'll talk again. You're tuning to 96.5 KUCO in Elk City.